Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
What's going on, my friends? Alex Pardo here. And guys, I am joined by a really, really good friend of mine, Trevor Mock. Trevor and I just recorded a podcast, and I shared this with him, and I wasn't BSing. I've recorded over 400 podcast episodes at this point. That was easily one of my favorite ones because we talked about Trevor's story and just the arc and how he built a multi-million dollar business with Carrot. And what we're going to do now is, you know, I reached out to Trevor a couple of weeks ago, and I said, Trevor, I don't know that people are fully leveraging the power that, you know, Carrot as the number one online lead generation website and tool for investors and real estate agents and professionals. I don't think people really understand how to leverage it to generate more leads, convert more leads, make more money, help more people. And so what we're doing here is we're going to record a video series. And we're going to keep these short, bite-sized 10 to 15 minutes. And what we want to do is I'm going to kick it over to Trevor here. He's got the whiteboard behind him. We're going to give you guys the bird's eye view, 30,000 foot view, the strategy aspect of it. And then Trevor's going to walk you through a calculation when it comes to budgeting, you know, exactly how much money you might need to be putting into paid marketing, walking you through the calculation and exactly what you should put in, because so many people start, but then they stop and they don't reap the reward. So make sure that you not just watch this video and this this mini training video, but the ones to follow, because we're going to get into the X's and O's, and we're going to cover things that are really going to help you generate more leads, convert more of these leads, so ultimately you can help more people and make more money. So Trevor, man, I am excited for the first video here. I see you got scaling leads on the whiteboard, so let me kick it over to you.
Dude, let's do it, man. First of all, guys and gals, I'm really excited to hop on with Alex and in the community here. And like you said, we're going to go through in kind of bite-sized nuggets, workshop style, teaching you guys exactly how to scale your leads online, how to get the best leads if you're a real estate investor looking for motivated sellers especially. But this works for all types of leads. And I think one of the cool things about it too, y'all, is I'm going to walk you through kind of how does online play a role in your leads and lead generation? How can you make online make all of your marketing work better, including your offline marketing? How can you make your online actually make your offline have a higher ROI? And then number three is how do you get in front of the most motivated sellers? Okay, because that's a big deal. That's one thing that we focus on a lot. So the first thing I'm going to be walking through, guys, and hopefully you guys can see this on the whiteboard, is your website should essentially be the hub of all of your marketing. So I'm gonna write hub right here, okay? And here's what I mean. I don't mean that all your direct mail and all your cold calls and all your text messages to drive everyone back to your website. That's not what I say. But what I'm saying is all of your marketing, no matter what you're doing, all of your marketing eventually drives online demand. So if you do that direct mail piece of that cold call or the text message or whatever it is, eventually people are gonna pick up their cell phone here, and then they're going to go to Google and do some Google searches. Okay, they're either going to search for your name or your company name with the word reviews after it, or they're going to look for your competitors' names, or they're going to search a phrase like, you know, iBuyers in blah, or cash home buyers in Miami, or sell my house fast in Duluth. Okay. So eventually those people, yes, you are getting a marketing message in front of them, but they are going to go online more often than not. Okay, so the next thing is, are we prepared then to make sure that when they go online, we're doing a good job capturing them and then building trust and credibility, okay? That's the big thing here with your website. You need to capture, okay? So obviously it needs to be structured well. It needs to have the right elements in the right spots to increase the conversion rate, which is what we specialize in. But then you need to build trust. Can build trust and credibility. We get these stories all the time. And there's a story from one of our clients, Tyler Ford. Tyler Ford, he's an investor and agent down in Tucson, switched over to Carrot from a custom site. And he reports all the time that he gets clients where he's making the third or fourth lowest offer in the whole mix, and he wins the deal. And the deal, and the reason he wins it is because of trust and credibility from what they found in the online presence. Okay, so this is really important. By tightening up this side of things, y'all, and making this a core part of your business, this is your credibility hub, this is your authority hub, it's going to spit out more money for you. And we'll go in the other videos, how to make that part better. Okay. This video is going to be really, really high level. The next thing here, guys, is overall strategy. You have to be patient with it. Okay. So one thing that you're going to look at is this is in order to get quick results, we'll go with the orange. In order to get quick results is going to be with some sort of outbound marketing or paid marketing channel. Okay. So quick results is going to kind of look like this, right? But it's going to be kind of hard to scale it out, but it's going to be consistent as long as you get those numbers down. You got that direct mail campaign that you know works, and you're just going to, you know, if I put in X, I can get out X, you can keep on sending that. Or you got the direct, or you got the pay-per-click stuff where, you know, if I put in X, I can pull out X. And you can scale it up pretty quick to where you get results within weeks or at least months. Okay. With the online side, you actually get momentum and consistency here. Okay. This is a big deal. And so with online, if you're wanting to rank well in Google for those really sought after searches that a seller or buyer is making, those people are the most motivated. Okay. So let me kind of rattle off some numbers for you. On average, lead to close ratio for direct mail on average, let's go radio and TV. Radio and TV on average is one in 40 to 1 in 60 leads closes into a deal, okay? On average, direct mail, 1 in 20 to 1 in 40 leads closes into a deal. Okay, Google pay-per-click, somewhere between 1 in 10 to 1 in 25 close into a deal. And then SEO or organic traffic is between 1 in 8 and 1 in 15 historically, maybe 1 in 20 depending on some factors.
All right.
Okay, so the thing is, you can get fewer leads for the same amount of revenue or fewer leads and get a better result. Now, there's a lot of investors out there. They kind of compare their lead volume or their cost per lead. You want to actually be looking at what's your ROI. And if you get a huge lead volume, that usually means you've got to actually have a bigger staff to process those leads or bigger systems. Okay. So one of the benefits with adding on the online side of it is over time, as you get some of those pages ranked in Google, it could be a location page for someone else past Duluth and another one for a different city that you're in, or it could be content blogs that you're putting out there for, you know, how to sell a house that I inherited in Detroit, which people do type that stuff. And it's a hyper-focused lead. There's not a lot of those, but they're insanely focused. They're going to convert really high. As you start to put more of that content on, which we'll talk about that in one of the videos here next, you're going to start to stack up momentum. You know, 6 months in, you're going to start to get a little bit of momentum. 9 months in, right around that 12-month mark, if you're executing the plan that we'll talk about in this video series, you're going to start to get more of that momentum. And now your organic leads, which are the highest quality you can get, the quickest to convert, oftentimes the highest margin, you're going to start to get that consistency and predictability and get yourself off of that marketing hamster wheel. So this is a high level strategy, a very high level. We'll talk about budgeting next. That's probably your next question. It's cool. How much money should I carve out in my business to be able to market and market well and have realistic expectations?
Correct.
First thing is, let's focus on the hub. Got to get the hub dialed in. And then next right here, focus on the long-term building momentum.
All right, my friend. So what do you think? That was just video one of a 5-part video training series. And when I tell you, Trevor is just scratching the surface. You got a taste for what it is to scale your leads online, how to get the best leads, how you can get in front of more motivated sellers. And there's so much we're going to cover in this 5-part video training series. 100% content. And these are actionable steps that Trevor's sharing with you that you can implement right away to increase your ROI, generate more leads, get in front of more sellers, help more people, and close more deals so you can ultimately make more money, have the freedom, live the kind of life you want. So I really encourage you to stick with us throughout this 5-part training series and make sure that you are on the lookout for video 2. And it may even be accessible on this page right now. So just make sure that you watch each and every video 1 through 5. This show is sponsored by Ascend. Our in-house assembly of success-minded people, business owners, and entrepreneurs actively collaborating together to ascend our businesses to new heights while also experiencing truly happier, more fulfilling lives at the same time. We believe it's not an either-or, but you can truly have both and. It's the unique and rare combination of mastermind coaching and community that makes Ascend so special. But it's definitely not for everyone. If you're an entrepreneur who's looking for more than your typical mastermind or coaching, and you think these things can help you accelerate your ascension from where you are today to where you want to go while living a more meaningful and rewarding life in the process, then you can head over to ascendyoursuccess.com, click the application button, and we'll go from there.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show, but we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.